Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible as I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word. I see myself as God sees me. I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive. My mind is alert. And I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Curry. Thank you for joining us again. You know, we're picking up where we left off yesterday. And yesterday, we were looking at the days of the pioneers of faith are not over. Oftentimes, what happens is we look at people like Abraham and David and Samson and Gideon and Noah, and we think, well, these are pioneers and of faith. You know, we look at the patriarchs and the matriarchs of old, and we think we could never accomplish and achieve what they did, but that's not the truth. There are still pioneers of faith in the making today. And we said it could be just someone in your family that you're pioneering in faith. You could be the first one to become born again in your family. And it could flow from there. You could be the first one to start a business, the first one to last the duration of a marriage, the first one to finish college or university. There's so many different things. And giving glory to God, you could be a pioneer of the faith in your family, in the nation, in the world. So don't give up and think it's over. It's not. We're still living in biblical days. We're living in the book of Acts. So why don't you put your name in the hall of faith together with all these other amazing men and women of God? Because you are well able and you're capable with the presence of the Holy Spirit that abides within each and every one of us. So let's pick up the service today and let's just be with Christ and enjoy what He's showing us. God bless you.
Who was I talking to the other? Oh, Pastor Tom. Pastor Tom and his precious wife. I said, so how long have you been married? 70 years. I said, my God, you married longer than I've been alive. Some of you don't think that's true. I'll come down there. But that's the truth. 70 years. Do you see that today anymore? The people of today, if they get married, they end up 3-4 years. But when they got Christ in their life, they do the right things, and they produce the right results. And God takes care of you. You see, God takes care of His own. He takes care of us. I don't know about you, but He's taking care of my life. Oh, my goodness. So staying married for the duration by being the first in your family to be saved. Many have done that. Many can still do that. Many are busy doing that. The first to go into ministry. The first to be addiction free. I mean, the first to go into the political arena. We need some men and women of God in the political arena. We need some people who believe in the Word of God and call it the way it is, the way the Bible says. You could be the first. So, I mean, just whatever it is, you fill in the blanks. Whatever it is, you fill in the blanks. What you can do, how you can go about it. The first to start a business in your family. Brian, am I right? He started a business, shirts and shoes and hats and all kinds of things. But I think he's, in fact, you are the first one? Yes. His mom's shouting up from the back. Yes. And we pray that it's going to be successful, but he's the first one. So he's broken a mold where people think, I'm tied to the dock, as my wife said, to a paycheck. So there are so many different areas in our lives that we can pioneer for the King of Glory. And listen, when you do invent something that helps people, you do start a business that's successful, you continue promoting the kingdom of God. Amen. And as the money starts coming in, your cup runneth over, use that overflow to help the people. We are blessed to bless the nations. That's why we are called to be a blessing, so we can bless other people, bless the nations. And if you get that attitude, that outlook, that kind of thinking, I need to bless someone today, I need to bless someone today, God will say, okay, I'm going to give you something to bless them with. Come on, amen. And there's a little bit of spillage, so you can keep that, but bless them. You become the conduit. Get that attitude, get that mindset, and smile. Amen. Smile, for goodness sake. Amen. Everybody, put a smile on your face right now. You at home on the internet, smile. It's a good day today. Today is a good day. Don't you think today's a good day? Doesn't matter what the doctor said. I know what the chief doctor said. I know what the real doctor said. Doesn't matter what the Supreme Court says. I know what the Supreme Court says in the heavens of heaven. Smile. It's a good day. I'm telling you, it's a good day. Everyone put your hand on your heart and say, today is a good day. Now say this, keep your hand there, and say, every day is a good day. Come on. I mean, if you've got God with you, there's nothing you can't accomplish, nothing that can get you, nothing can take you down. He says a good man falls 7 times, and maybe from a few punches, maybe from an enemy, maybe from a sickness, but God says, I'll pick you up every time. Every time. What happens if it goes to 8 times? God will take you and pick you up 1,000 times. And have you fallen more than 7 times? I know I have. And boy, he's picked me up. He's picked me up. He's picked me up. And then I don't boast in myself. Look what I did. I earned a living by pulling up my bootstraps and, you know, all that kind of stuff. My degrees, my diplomas. No, it's God. It's all God. It's all only God. He said, without me, you can't accomplish and achieve anything. John 5:15. Is that correct? Or was it 15:5? 15:5. Thank you. Praise God. So, and God's given us the church, the body of Christ right now, high places to walk in. He wants us to walk in places that we haven't really been in before. And these are called the high places. Remember we read, I said, you're going to walk where these angels trod. And then he said, wherever you walk, you possess the land. Remember that? God wants us to take some possession back. See, because the enemy thinks he's got the possession of our families, of our youth, of our finances. But God says, no, you go and get it back. Amen. Walk in some high places. We are going to be the ones that walk in those high places. Yes, don't leave it for the patriarchs and the matriarchs. They're gone. It's you and I now. Yes, we're it. Come on. What happens if they close the doors to the churches tomorrow and say, that's it. No more preaching the word of God. Are we going to fall apart? No. Today is a good day. Meet you in my bedroom. I can fit maybe 50 of you in there. And if you can't, we're going to the rest of the house. We will do something. But you better have a hope in Christ, our Lord and Savior, with joy in your heart. Because I'm telling you now, it's coming down the pike. So he's given us high places to walk in order to reap the harvest. So guess what? God said, he said, the fields and the wheat is white, ready for the harvest. But I've got one problem here. I don't have enough laborers. Pray you, the Lord of the harvest, that he bring laborers in. To what? To walk in high places, to reap the harvest. And when you're doing that, he's going to talk about, he wants us to reap the harvest of the 7 mountains of influence at the same time. So he wants us, children of his, to be in control of everything that affects human beings. Amen. Are we up to it? We can do this. Could Samson have killed 1,000 men, soldiers in all their armor with their weapons? Could he have killed 1,000 of them with the jawbone of an ass if it wasn't for God? There's no chance. That's right. There is absolutely no chance, not humanly possible. Amen. Come on. Amen. But he did it. Why? Because God came upon him. Yes. Well, God doesn't come upon us. God is in us. Come on.
Yes, he is. Hallelujah.
So we got to start to stir it up. Stir up the gift on the inside of you. Stir it up the Holy Spirit, because greater is this Holy Spirit that's in me than anything the world's got to throw at me. Amen. Oh my God. And so we're going to have influence in places where we've never had influence before.
Yes.
Now let me just tell you something. Some people have got a great charisma and they use it for gain, personal gain. and that's it. Don't do that. God gives you the charisma to get people to want to come to you and be near you and come and hear what you have to say. Use it for business, maybe. Use it for things, but glory to God always. Always recognize where this comes from, and it must be with a purpose.
Yes, amen.
If God gives you a gift, there's a purpose to unfold.
Right, amen.
Maybe said, I know the thoughts I have towards you, thoughts of good, not evil, to give you an expected end, a hope, and a future, Jeremiah 29:11. God gives us gifts to impact the nations. It'll help your life. It'll encourage your life. It'll produce things in your life. But we need to be encouraging people around us. We need to be laying hands. We need to be telling them about Jesus. We need to be giving them money. We need to be helping their marriages. We need to do things.
Yes, amen.
And we need to be good examples.
Yes, amen.
Amen. Where can I be an example of Christ? In a restaurant. Sitting there treating the waiter or waitress like snotty. Oof. Oof. That to me is the worst. If your meal is bad, why shout at the waitress? You tell them, listen, would you mind? I know it's not your fault, but could you just do this a little bit more? And they'll say, with pleasure, and they'll do it. But don't come down on people. Don't be walking around with that, you know. It's just now you're going to get a lump on the back of your neck. Hey, ego. That's not joy. That's not joy. For the joy that was set before him endured the cross. So if I'm believing God for something that's going to help the world and my family, I'm going to be in joy because I know it's mine.
Yay.
Amen. I mean, if Jesus did it because of the joy he saw coming from what he was about to do, then don't you think as the pioneer of our faith, we should do the way the pioneer of faith did it?
Yes,
get into some joy when you're believing for healing.
Amen. Hallelujah. Yes, amen.
All right, so this means we're going to be walking in supernatural influence and authority. Say influence and authority. Let's look at the scripture, Philemon 1 verse 4, here's where you start. Here's where you start. Obviously, I'm talking after salvation and all of that good stuff. But look at what God says here. He says, verse 4, I thank my God, making mention of you, Philemon, always in my prayers, hearing of your love and faith which you have towards the Lord Jesus and toward all the saints. That's a good thing. Love the saints. Pray for the saints. Pray for believers. Someone's going through a problem. We've got a prayer list, prayer chains. We get on, we pray. Amen. So he says, praying for all the saints that the sharing of your faith may become effective. The sharing of your faith may become effective.
Yes.
Listen. How? By the acknowledgement of every good thing which is in you, in Christ Jesus. I mean, really, why would God have told Paul to pen that? Why would the Holy Spirit, the author of the Bible, have put that in the Bible? He says, listen, your faith becomes more effective and will become effective as you need by acknowledging every good thing, not just one good thing. Some people acknowledge salvation and they're happy. I acknowledge salvation, I acknowledge healing, I acknowledge prosperity, I acknowledge protection, direction, warring angels around me, children growing up in Christ. I acknowledge all that Jesus Christ did at the finished work of the cross.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
Pastel Brazil Cafe serves fresh empanadas, salgados, and desserts daily, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., Monday through Saturday. Located at 8275 US 1, Port St. Lucie. Available at 954-257-4957.
Welcome to Enjoying Everyday Life with New York Times bestselling author Joyce Meyer. On today's program, Joyce will be teaching from her series, Burnt But Not Bitter.